jokes, but that turns out to be difficult. I did find a listing of events in 1492, and it appears that the same day that Columbus set sail from Spain for the Indies, Spain also expelled all Jewish people from their country. And he discovered the Canary Islands on August 12th, and then sails west, and he does make land in the Bahamas on Columbus Day, which we celebrated yesterday, even though it's coming up later in the week. It's also, today is October 9th, and that's John Lennon's birthday. And this is the weekly news in review from killradio.org and from the harpers.org website. This was posted Tuesday, October 9th, 2007, by Gemma Seif on the Harpers website. This, of course, is the news of the preceding week. Burma's junta claimed that peace and stability had been restored following its crackdown on mass pro-democracy protests, in which at least 30 people, but likely far more, were killed. Up to 6,000 monks had been arrested. Internet service to the country was almost completely cut off because, you know, people on the net were sending photos back out of the country. And the army was paying 20,000 kyat to the families of non-protesters who had been accidentally killed. Myanmar people, said a demoralized taxi driver, have no blood in their veins. Sylvester Stallone, remember him? Filming the sequel to Rambo near the Burmese border, described the country as a hellhole beyond your wildest dreams. Thanks, Sly. 3,200 South African gold miners were rescued without injury after a power cable accident trapped them underground. The last group of miners emerged within 40 hours of the accident, dehydrated and exhausted, singing and stamping their feet. It was reported that the U.S. Justice Department, despite calling torture abhorrent in 2004, had secretly endorsed brutal interrogation techniques on terror suspects. Isn't that just the way you want our country to be thought of, as people who commit torture? And the Iraqi government launched an official investigation into the role of the U.S. military contractor Blackwater in last month's civilians shooting in Baghdad, calling the incident a deliberate crime and raising the number of people killed in the shootings from 11 to 17. Blackwater claims that these people were shooting at them, though the most evidence we have now is that maybe a couple rocks were thrown. In Iowa, Republican presidential candidate Fred Thompson continued to attest to the existence of WMDs in Iraq. We can't forget the fact that although at a particular point in time we never found any WMD down there, Saddam Hussein clearly had WMD, he said. Thompson ended his speech by asking for applause. Republican Senator Larry Craig was selected for induction into the Idaho Hall of Fame and announced that he would not resign from the Senate despite being denied his request to withdraw his guilty plea of disorderly conduct resulting from a sex sting at an airport's men's room. A Nepalese eighth grader who felt pity for policemen facing street demonstrations invented a crowd-controlling robot that can charge at the mob with baton, use water cannon, lob tear gas, and even shoot. Canadian researchers found that lonely, bullied, or ostracized children have sex earlier than happier children. And the mother of a bullied Jacksonville, Florida boy brandished a gun at his bus stop, asking his fellow pupils, "Does anyone have something to say?" In England, American gray squirrels were bullying diminutive, mild-mannered indigenous red squirrels. A Thai restaurant in London was cordoned off by police after passersby mistook the smell of its extra spicy homemade chili sauce for a chemical outbreak. And a volcano erupted on the Red Sea island of Altair. Ivory Coast was fighting chronic lateness, known as African time, with a contest that offered a $60,000 via as its grand prize. The winner, legal advisor Narcisse Aka, is known by his colleagues as Mr. White Man's Time, and said that his punctuality made him feel like an extraterrestrial. Studies found that nearly two-thirds of HIV-positive patients in the United States are overweight or obese. It would be very sad to survive HIV, said an epidemiologist, and die of something else that was preventable. American pastors were luring teenage boys to church by installing large-screen game consoles equipped for group sessions of the video game Halo. Responding to concerns that the explicit and realistic violence in Halo is at odds with Christian values, Greg Barber, a youth minister in Colorado, stated, "We want to make it hard for teenagers to go to hell." "Teens are our fish," he wrote in a letter to parents. "So we've become creative in baiting the hooks." British clergy were condemning the nomination of video game Resistance Fall of Man, which features a firefight sequence set in Manchester Cathedral, for an award. "For a global manufacturer to recreate one of our great cathedrals with photorealistic quality," said the Bishop of Manchester, "and encourage people to have gun battles in the building is beyond belief and highly irresponsible." You know what? I agree. The Middlebury Institute, a liberal advocacy group opposing the Iraq War, and the League of the South, which displays a Confederate battle flag on its banner, met in Tennessee to discuss their shared goal of secession from the Union. A white family in Florida found three burning crosses in its backyard. An autopsy could not reveal the identity of a baby found in Big John's pickled sausage jar, and left in a Florida cane field. And researcher Craig Venter announced that he has constructed a synthetic chromosome out of laboratory chemicals, creating the first artificial life form on Earth. To which I can only say, huh? What? All right, yeah, if you want to catch up on all of that and find some links, you have to go to the harpers.org website. Otherwise, pull out your John Lennon CDs and put them on and give them a listen. But otherwise, that's it for the weekly news. Now scram.